I'll never forget the first Christmas that Ainsley and I were dating. Up to this point, I had never had a girlfriend at Christmas time. And so I really didn't know what to get her, didn't know what the expectation was from the boyfriend. And so I started to think it through. I thought, okay, Jeff, you're smart. You can figure this out. And I decided I was going to buy her three things. The first was going to be one of those framed poems that you find in the mall. I thought, man, nothing says romance like somebody else's words. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And so I picked this up at the Oshawa Center. Second thing I decided to buy her was a stuffed animal that was a skunk. Now, that may seem really weird, but I had been paying attention in the few months that we had been dating, because at some point in our conversation, Ainsley had told me that she would love to have a pet skunk someday. And so I thought, I'm going to show her that I was paying attention. This is true romance. This is a good boyfriend. In fact, I thought, I'm going to up my game. I'm going to buy her two stuffed skunks. So I wrapped them up. And then lastly, I knew that I really needed to top things up. And so I went into a jewelry store and found the highest quality gold carat earrings I could find for what I could afford. And so I purchased these great gold quality earrings in this nice little box. And I thought, I'm gonna be even extra romantic this Christmas. And I put that box in some wrapping paper and tied it to the skunk's neck so that when she opened the skunk, she would see this little parcel. Christmas Day came, and now we were exchanging gifts, and she opened up the frame, and she's like, oh, that's nice. I knew that it probably wasn't my best gift, but I had more to come. Then she opened up the two skunks, and she was quite surprised, and she didn't really connect the dots. I knew that I needed to help her, and so I said, hey, don't you remember that you said that you always wanted a pet skunk? I thought this would be a cool thing. You can't have a pet skunk, so you've got some stuffed pet skunks. And she smiled. She goes, oh, which now I know really meant nothing. And then she looked on the skunk's neck, and she saw this little box, and I saw her face light up, and I knew this was it. This was the granddaddy of all gifts. And she quickly unwrapped the gift, and she saw the velvet felt box, and her eyes were lit up. They were dancing. I thought, man, I am the best boyfriend. And I couldn't wait till she opened up. She opened it up, and she saw the high quality gold earrings. And she went, oh, these are really nice. It wasn't really the response I was hoping to get. I said, do you not like them? And she goes, no, they're really, really nice. I go, try them on, go try them. You have to see them on yourself if you really want to appreciate them. And she goes, oh, okay. And so she went and she put them on, and she came back and she said, oh, yeah, these are really nice. I could tell. I'm quite intuitive sometimes. I could tell that something was wrong. And so I kept prying and kept prying and kept prying, but that day she said nothing. And then a few days later, I was able to get it out of her. When she opened the skunks, she was a little surprised. When she saw the box and she opened it up, it was the same shape as a ring box. And in that moment, she thought that I was going to give her a promise ring that Christmas. She knew we were pretty serious with each other, and it would be ridiculous to get engaged, but surely this was a promise ring saying how much I cared for her. And she, as she went to open what she thought was a ring box, she believed that she was going to get a promise ring. And all she got was some crummy, high-quality gold earrings. The box was what ruined it. You see, sometimes I forget that it's not just the gift, it's also the wrapping. Every gift has both components, and you've got to pay attention to both elements. You see, if you get a very good gift and you throw it into just a plastic bag like Taylor did, it says you're careless. But if you get a crummy gift and you put it in a beautifully wrapped box and the person opens it up and sees this crummy gift, it just means that you're mean. The package and the gift have to go hand in hand. Which brings me to this morning's passage. It's found in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 12, and it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" The Bible says that these shepherds are living out in the wilderness, out in the fields. And every night seems to be a normal night. There's nothing eventful taking place. They're just looking after their sheep, making sure their sheep have food, just taking care of them, wandering back and forth across the very grassy areas. And this one night, this angel shows up, this heavenly host, this supernatural, extraordinary individual shows up to the ordinary. And they are completely shocked. This is not your typical shepherd's night. And as they look up, they're trying to process it. But the angel breaks into their thoughts and says, "Hey, I want to tell you something. I've got some pretty good news for you. Today in the town of David, a gift has been delivered for all of humanity. An Amazon order has arrived that is better than anything that you've ever received." And then the angel talks about two components of this precious gift. The first thing the angel talks about is the gift itself. The angel says that what has been delivered in the town of Bethlehem is a Savior, is the Messiah, and is the Lord. The Savior, the Messiah, and the Lord. Now, this word Savior really means someone who has come to deliver somebody. And it is a common word, and it was used of people like Caesar, these great noble individuals to deliver the people of Rome. But it was also used of doctors when they would deliver somebody from sickness. And so it was very common, and they hear this, that a Savior has been born. A Savior has come. And it's good, but it doesn't have the weight of the next two words. And the angel starts to escalate the importance of the gift. He says, the Savior, and then the angel says, the Savior is the Messiah, meaning one that has been set apart, one that has been specifically chosen, one who has a specific mission. And for these shepherds who were most likely Jewish, they would have understood this word Messiah, that this chosen individual, this appointed individual, was the one who would deliver them from what they thought was the greatest oppression, the Romans. And yet, God's plan was something so much greater. But they understood that this individual wasn't just somebody who would deliver them for a short season. This was the Messiah, the one that everyone was waiting for. And their hearts start to go faster. And then the angel surprises everyone and says, but it's not just a Savior. It's not just the Messiah. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. And in that moment, to everyone surprised in the scene, the angel declares that the one who's the Savior, the one who's the Messiah, is none other than God himself. And they can't even understand it, but the importance of this child that's been born in Bethlehem, who is a Savior who's going to bring some deliverance, who's a Messiah who will rescue them from the greatest oppressor, which is sin itself, is none other than God. That God has come to this planet, taken on human flesh to be the deliverer, to be the Messiah. And here these shepherds are reflecting on this incredible gift, the most important gift that's ever been given. And the angel interrupts their thoughts again. The angel doesn't just focus on the gift, as we've seen in so many different moments this morning. The angel also focuses on the delivery, the wrapping. The angel says, "Hey, this is going to be a sign to you." And this phrase that the angel's saying is really conveying two ideas. One is that what you're about to see is going to confirm the words that I'm speaking, that this is a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign that confirms it. And secondly, it's an invitation to go see the gift. And then the angel says, now let me tell you about the wrapping. You will find this baby wrapped in swaddling cloth. And for a moment, I think if we could just pause the video just for a second, just press pause on Netflix just for one moment and just listen to those words. The shepherds must have thought to themselves, this is not very exciting. This is so common. This is so ordinary. Every child, when they're born, are wrapped in swaddling cloths. It keeps warm. This is a normal thing. How is that important? This is so ordinary. And friends, maybe in that moment, there's a meaning behind the wrapping. Maybe the ordinariness of how Jesus came is to speak to us. That he didn't come in pomp, a regal garment. He didn't come with all kinds of fancy clothes. He came just as an ordinary individual, someone who was accessible to you and I. This great gift came in a common way, so that everybody in this place and everybody who's ever lived would be able to access the gift, swaddling clothes. Then we press play again on the film and we hear the next part of the statement. And you will find this lying in a manger. And for a moment, the shepherds think to themselves, that's a picture we understand. We're shepherds. We know what a manger is. It's a trough that we fill over and over and over again with hay. We never let the trough get empty because we know that at any point, our animals need to go to the trough when they're hungry. And when they get to that manger, they will eat the food and cure their hunger. And they go, how is it that this special gift is being presented in a common way, but in a manger, in something that was meant to take away hunger? And man, in that moment, the angel is sharing something so significant for you and me. That the way this gift was wrapped is connected to our lives. Because you see, this gift is the very thing that cures our hunger. Just like the manger would have cured the hunger of the sheep, what the angel was saying, this gift has been wrapped in hay, in a manger, because it is the very thing that cures the hunger of men and women. You see, every Christmas, I do my best to get the best gifts for my wife and for my kids. For friends and family, I do the best trying to find something that they want. And they get the gift and they open it up and they're so excited. And it brings joy to them for just a short season. And then that shirt becomes out of style. That thing to play with becomes outdated and they want the next big thing. And that emptiness that they thought they could fill with the gift is there again. And so many people at Christmas are trying to fill the emptiness with the things that we buy. So many people are trying to fill emptiness with the pursuits of life. So many are trying to fill the emptiness with pleasures and people, only to be left hungry again. But in that moment when the angel said that this gift would be in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger, the angel was declaring that the wrapping was important because this gift, this Savior, this Messiah, this Lord was being given to cure your hunger and my hunger. You see, friends, on Christmas morning, we're going to exchange gifts. And I'll hand my gift to one of my family members, and it'll be somewhat nicely wrapped. And I'll give them a gift that I put a lot of intent in, and they'll receive it, and they'll say, oh, thanks so much, and I might get a hug from them, and then they take it. But can you imagine if they took the gift, this gift that has had so much attention put into it, so much money put into it, and they just put it aside? They would never get the benefits of the gift. The angel said, this will be a sign, because it was an invitation to go and see, to experience the gift. Not just a place to decide. And today, this morning, I want to ask you a question. This gift, Jesus Christ, who was presented in an ordinary way in swaddling clothes, but placed in a manger, is here to fulfill desires in your heart, is there to fulfill a hunger that for so many you've been chasing down everything else but him. Have you placed this gift aside and missed what's inside? Or is this the day where it's time to open up this gift of Jesus Christ and take him personally and then see how he fulfills the hunger of our hearts and our souls? Jesus didn't come to this planet to give us another holiday. He didn't come to this planet just to bring a smile to our face or nice music. He came to fulfill the hunger of our lives, the spiritual hunger of our soul, to be in relationship with God again. The package and the wrapping was God trying to communicate that something special has been given to you.
Pastor Jep!
What?
Pastor Jep!
Is that you, Adam?
Pastor Jep!
Adam, I'm to wrap up the end of this parcel.
Pastor Jep!
What are you doing here?
I have an issue.
We know you have issues.
Treadrow, my issue, Pastor Jep, is I accidentally
yes.
stole a parcel from my autobus.
You stole it?
I did.
And so you're coming to ask for forgiveness?
Sort of.
Sort of.
I feel like somebody is device following, tracking me.
Like Google Maps?
Perhaps.
They're tracking you?
It's how I feel.
What are you doing? What?
I've been looking for that.
Okay, I don't. What?
I've been looking for that.
Come here.
Oh, please, please, take it. I won't be able to sleep until I find the owner of this package.
I thought that you stole it.
Why are you speaking French all of a sudden?
Because you're rubbing off on me.
But listen, not, maybe not you, but everybody here know that I'm a bit of what they call a superhero. And so I was trying to find the owner of this package, and please, please, would you take it?
Well, I am definitely the owner, and I thought that you were stealing it, but I'm definitely wrong. So I'll make sure I put you on the
back on the nice list. There's a package and an invite to a Christmas social this Thursday for the youth.
For the youth.
Pastor Jep, do not interfere right now. Santa, with you being here, you see in this moment, is it possible that, you know, we could try?
Try what?
Yeah.
Perfect.
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 What are you guys doing?
This is what I do.
What? I'm all trying right, to run this.
Hold on. Well, so, now that you're back on the nice list, what can I get for you this year?
Possibly for Pastor Jep to preach shorter in the future.
Amen.
Okay.
What do you think? Yeah?
He barely comes anyway, so how does he know?
Oh. Well played, Hagen, Pastor. You funny, just like your batting swing, okay?
For the fans.
Listen, guys, I've got to wrap this up, so I just want to thank everybody.
Gift, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Funny. Thanks for giving. Well, friends, I want to thank you so much for. We hope you have enjoyed the parcel, and I feel like there's something else that needs to happen. What? What's going on?
What do you mean? What's going on?
Corey, what?
In this box.
I can't hear you. Are you sure your microphone's on?
My microphone off.
You told me to wait.
I told you to wait?
Yeah, in the box. Until the presentation was over.
Are you kidding me?
No, I've been in here the whole time. I ate all the cookies you gave me.
Corey, we gave you a script. We were going to have this parcel as part of the presentation, but we rewrote it and gave you a script. Did you not get it?
I didn't get a script that was rewritten. The script said that I was supposed to be in the box. The whole presentation.
No. Wait, you got Adam, you got you. I mean, this Steve, this thing's a gong show. Look, I sent you, we rewrote the script because we didn't think that this would actually fit in what was going on. Look, I'm going to open my emails to prove it to you, Corey. I know you're the new guy. You came all the way from the States, and maybe you don't get our emails. Let me see. It's right here. Here. It's in the drafts. I forgot to send it to you. Oh,
you're
Corey,
sorry.
Corey, I'm so sorry.
I
well,
bet.
Look, at least you got a front row seat.
Yeah, at least that. Help me.
Are you okay?
I'm just gonna go.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go. Excuse me.
Look, friends, before anything else weird happens, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and we hope you have a great Sunday. Have a great morning, everyone.